But I think one of the things you brought up about bevacizumab is worth highlighting, and that's that our assumptions about mechanism with cytotoxics, there's an assumption that mechanism is the same regardless of stage. And that may not hold true. There may be fundamental differences in angiogenesis and the mechanism of angiogenesis that happens in the bulk tumor of metastatic disease versus the adjuvant setting.
That's what I think.
Very crucial distinction.
I think that.
And I actually don't believe in immune surveillance, but VEGF is also, it inhibits antigen-presenting cells pretty nicely. And so VEGF actually turns that inhibition off and the APCs start presenting antigens the way they ought to. I actually think that has a little to do with solid tumors, but that's been invoked as another mechanism.
Anecdotes are always dangerous, but I'll share one anyway. In the initial phase 2 trial, where we were giving bevacizumab as monotherapy, we had a number of patients who had big fungating masses on their chest wall. Where we would treat them with bevacizumab, the fungating mass would necrose, melt away at the same time that new tumor nodules were popping up around it. And of course, those patients were called progressive disease on the study. But the reality is, it's probably the biology you're talking about, that there probably is a difference between small nests of tumors and large lumps of tumors.
What about the issue of so-called VEGF rebound? You know, it's been brought up with the relationship to E2100, why you saw such an impressive improvement in progression-free survival without a survival benefit. Could it be that when you stopped the Bev, there was a rebound?
Well, we don't have any good solid data on that, but this is a basic misperception about E2100. E2100 had 80% power to show a 7-month improvement in overall survival. I would ask the distinguished panelist here how many drugs in the last 50 years have improved survival in metastatic breast cancer by 7 months in a prospective randomized trial. I think, frankly, we were probably asking too much of it based on the power calculations. Though of note,
of the trial, or are you asking too much of the panel?
What about this concept of rebound? Does it exist? Has it been documented?
It's certainly not been documented in breast cancer.
Interesting. I want to move on actually to another. Any burning thing is I want
to
make.
How about multiple angiogenic pathways? George, are you a believer in that, and that the VEGF receptor is one and that there are several other pathways?
We have absolute data on this actually from a paper by Ralph, who's Adrian Harris's colleague in England, that was actually published in Cancer Research almost a decade ago now. If you look at a patient with newly diagnosed breast cancer, not metastatic breast cancer, newly diagnosed breast cancer, you can on average measure 6 pro-angiogenic factors present at increased levels in the tumor. It's almost astonishing that anyone responds to anti-VEGF therapy if one looks at it in those terms.